And who says I need to listen to you?
Who says I need to listen
you
to
don't.
You?
Don't. Walk
you don't
away.
Have a standard.
Walk away. The yep. standard of the world.
Standing,
let's separate spirit
right
from the flesh.
You're standing right in front of
no,
my
I'm not.
Friend
I'm standing
Stan
right here.
Here
let's separate spirit from
you're
flesh.
A one-sided
a phone is not sinful. An innate item is not sinful. A beer bottle is not sinful till you imbibe and get drunk with it.
Okay.
A phone is not sinful. Technology is not sinful until you cross the line of living in the flesh and do sinful things. Let's use Philippians 4:8.
Okay.
Whatever is good, pure, true, worthy, noble, focus on these things. My phone is used for the gospel, talking to brothers and sisters all over the world, communicating with my wife, ministering our website that preaches the gospel. If you watch porn on your phone, it's sinful. He mentioned the Amish. The Amish are very undiscerning. They're very unbiblical. Most of them aren't even born again. They think a yellow sticker or an orange sticker on your buggy is sinful. They don't know what they're talking about. We must walk according to the Spirit. And so technology is only sinful if you use it to appease the flesh and become sinful according to God's word. If something's true, it's not sinful. If something's worldly and carnal, watching the Packers, there is no redeeming value. It's violent. It's covetous to win. It's gross immodesty. It's rowdiness. It's worldly. James 4:4 says to be a friend of the world. So absolutely, he doesn't know what he's talking about. You separate technology from what that which is spiritual. I drive a van. Apostle Paul didn't drive a van. I do.
You
my
have,
van.
You have your own arbitrary standards.
No, that is God's standard, and God tells us to walk in holiness, means separated
even
for God, and that's what you can do with electronics.
Yeah.
You can use the internet for God's glory, or the churches are using it to deceive people, or they're using it for porn, and they're using it for all kinds of garbage. Mm. So you're just trying to defend your worldliness, and you're just trying to say that you can live the way you want, but you brought up Paul. Paul says, live in a pattern that I've lived, the traditions I've lived. In 1 Corinthians 11, Paul says, imitate me as I imitate Jesus Christ. That's one of my charges, and I'm no Paul. But I do want to imitate Paul, and I want to imitate my Messiah.
No, because Paul was accountable to a local fellowship, and you're not accountable to anybody.
How do you know that?
I can tell.
How can you know that?
You're a one.
You just made a false judgment.
You're a one-track, one-street.
And should I be united to this false? Are you with them?
Yes, they're my brothers in Christ.
You go to this church?
No, I go to another church.
What church do you go to?
Gospel.
Which one?
Faith Baptist in Chautauqua.
Baptist Church. Let's talk about the Baptist Church. When did the Baptist label start? Anybody? Any man know?
Oh my goodness.
1600s. The Baptist started in the 1600s. The Baptists come out of. The Baptists come out of. Hey, anytime I say something unbiblical, open your Bible and show me. Open the Bible and show me. Look at a worldly man with a Baptist background.
He is adding to Christ.
Really?
He's like the book of Galatians. He's adding to the gospel.
I'm going
to
get you on audio.
His own standards of righteousness.
Really?
Do not listen to this.
Really?
Guy.
Own standards of righteousness? Jesus says, lest your righteousness passes the Pharisees.
Is this rest in Christ right here? This is not rest in Christ.
Really? Paul says we work and we labor.
Arbitrary standard.
Paul says we labor in Corinthians. You know that. He says we work and we labor. He said, unless your righteousness passes the Pharisees, you probably need to go back and enjoy your carnal festival.
You're just going around starting arguments, man.
I was here preaching. You came up to me. I'm on a public sidewalk. This officer would have stopped me long ago if I'm breaking some law.
No, I didn't say you were breaking the law.
What are you talking about? I didn't start talking to you.
You're starting arguments. That's
did Paul dispute with the Pharisees and the false teachers in Acts? Thank you.
When he preached
Thank
the
you.
Gospel.
I'm preaching the gospel.
You're not preaching the gospel.
Obeying Christ is the gospel. He just preached it.
You're preaching it.
Preach
Christ
2 Thess 1 to me again, 7, 8, 9. Preach it. Preach it.
I'm not talking to you.
Preach
anymore.
It.
Jesus Christ is coming back in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, that obey not the gospel.
Obey not the gospel. He says obedience is not part of the gospel. You just said it's part of the gospel, and you're right because God's word. He's deceiving people, and his worldliness and his carnality. The Baptist faith. Let's get back to the Baptist faith. The Baptist faith comes along in the 1600s. They practiced the Roman Catholic pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter. Now, let's go a little deeper. The Roman Catholic Church, I believe, I can't be 100% dogmatic, test me on this. I believe the Roman Catholic Church is the harlot in Revelation. And here's, let me give you some evidence why I believe she's the harlot. And I'll get back to the Baptists. They came out of the harlot, so they're daughters of the harlot. I believe it says she sits on the city of seven hills. That's Rome. I believe it says she's dressed in purple and scarlet. That's them when they ordain priests and popes. I believe it says they drank the blood of the saints. She killed 50 million people. The Baptists practice things handed down from the Roman Catholics, everywhere from their male phallic symbol on the roof, steeple, to their false gospel, to their pagan holidays, to their mingling like the culture. How about this one? The modern pastor role. You can't find the modern pastor role in the New Testament. What you find is multiple elders in every town, and then many men that would use their talents to act as pastors. Pastor means shepherd. So that could be many men that are overlooking and overseeing people. But the modern day example, like the Baptist keep, of one modern pastor doing all the preaching, running the show, it's non-existent in the New Testament. It was a plethora of elders, and then many men stepped up and used their gifts and their talents. That was handed down from the Roman Catholics. The Roman Catholics started back the building system when God did away with it. The Roman Catholics started back the limited priesthood when today, according to Peter, who's the priests?
It's us.
We're all the priesthood. We're living stones. So they reinstituted that. They brought in the pagan holidays. They took Christmas and merged it with the winter solstice. Not one biblical saint ever celebrated Christmas outside of the historical happening. Easter was an invention. They took Ishtar, pagan holiday, merged it together. And the Baptists are still following that today. Thank you for your service, officers. We appreciate you. So the Baptists have no standing, no ground to talk about the truth of God. Neither do the Lutherans. Let me go back to the daughter of the harlot. I believe the Roman Catholic is the harlot system. Out of her came the daughters. And those daughters are the evangelicals. Martin Luther was a wicked heretic man. He believed in baptizing babies. He believed in praying to Mary, never repented of that. He believed in murdering Jews. Did you know that? Okay. He was a heretical man. That's where the Baptists get most of their beliefs from. Martin Luther, John Calvin. John Calvin, let me ask you a question. If you found out that I burned men alive... That's all he's got. He doesn't have God's word. He doesn't have the truth. He doesn't have God's word. Really?
I want to let you know that I love you, Topaz.
I love you too. My website's got thousands of articles that destroys the Baptist faith. You can go look it up. I back up everything I say in the Word of God.
You're a total and utter fool. You don't represent God.
Anybody who represents man-made traditions, Mark 7, he wants God's word. You're worshiping God in vain for your Baptist man-made traditions. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 11, any man that preaches with his head covered, prophesies means proclaiming the word of God, contending for the faith. Your head should be uncovered, sir. That's what the Bible teaches. You don't even believe in God's word. Why would I quote God's word to you? You don't even believe. Really? What does it mean your head should be uncovered for a man?
You're totally unaccountable to anybody.
Really? How do you know that?
Constantly spouting.
How do you know that?
You don't even take a breath.
How do you know that?
What anybody else has to say.
Paul says their mouths must be silenced. The Bible says their mouths must be silenced. You have no ground to stand and talk as a Baptist.
No, you're a total.
You're in sin.
You're a total.
You're in sin. You can't open the Bible and show me that.
You can't even get your own table.
Why would I get my own table? I've been walking all over here. Why would I unite to this? I don't unite to it. I walk through it.
Enjoy this. Listen to him.
You're going
to
address my wife now?
Like,
why don't you keep it between men? She's smart enough to not talk to a heretic as a woman.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
She wouldn't rebuke you because it's not her place. But if she could, if she could rebuke you, she'd slice you with the word of God because she knows as well as I do. We studied together.
I haven't even heard you share the word of God in an accurate way one time while I've been standing here. It's been twisted and manipulated.
It's all on audio. You can go back and listen to it. So, folks, we just want to love you and tell you, you can't be of the world. 1 John 2:15, if you love the things of the world, the love of the Father is not in you. The things of the world would be man-made religion. The things of the world would be the Baptist Church, the Roman Catholic Church. How about let's talk about the beloved Packers? We're in Packer country. The NFL that the false teacher has on his Facebook page, promotes LGBT.
Right, I agree.
They promote violence and covetous violence and wicked carnality. Can any man give me a Bible verse that says you can love God and be of the fallen world and its ways?
Taste not, touch not, handle not. Taste not, touch not, handle not.
That he's talking about.
That's all he's about.
He's talking about Paul.
It's just another form of bondage.
Paul said in Romans 14, don't judge each other over things you eat.
Trade one form of bondage for another. Nope. That's all you're doing. You're trading in bondage.
Nope. In Romans 14,
there's no freedom in Christ.
In Romans 14, Paul was distinguishing the Jews that couldn't eat pork.
Wow.
The Gentiles were set free.
Yep.
He said, don't judge a brother for that. And their Sabbath has nothing to do with coming out of the culture. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about here.
Yep.
You want to be a worldly, carnal man and deceive your young children. You're a wicked, carnal, worldly man, and you want to deceive your young children. That's what you want to do. And you can't defend the Baptist faith.
No.
Here you go. Defend the Baptist faith with God's word.
Okay.
I'm ready.
You're actually going to shut up long enough to let me talk for 2 minutes?
Defend the Baptist faith with God's word.
I don't think you can do it.
We're going to hear a Baptist defend the Baptist faith using God's word. He says, I haven't been using God's word. I've been quoting scripture, giving the concepts of the oracles. Defend the word of God. Defend the Baptist faith. Started in the 1600s, a daughter of the whore system, Roman Catholic. They keep pagan holidays. They're worldly. They practice the modern Baptist pastor. Defend it for us in the word of God.
Now you're done talking?
Till I talk again.
Till I talk again. Okay. What is it that you want me to share? What the gospel says in the scripture?
Defend the Baptist faith according to God's word.
He was made to be sin for us who knew no sin. We might be made the righteousness.
I just preached that before he showed up. I just preached
that.
He was here when I preached
that's the gospel. And that gospel didn't begin in 1600.
That's not the full gospel.
That gospel did
That's not the full gospel. Jesus dying for our sins is not the full gospel. If we don't have that, there's no way you're going to defend the Baptist faith if you don't know the biblical gospel. How does a man gain eternal life? It's on video, by the way. It'll be on my website, just so you know. How does a man gain eternal life?
How does a man gain eternal life? Only through Christ, only through faith in Christ. When a man turns from his sin and trusts in the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, God makes him into a new creature. So by faith, then he obeys the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe.
So by faith, repentance, born again, born from above?
Yes.
Okay.
So I said that his nature is changed by God.
Right, yeah, born again.
And
I
then
said.
He goes on to, because here's what Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. That's the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. Everyone who receives that message, you baptize them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then you teach them to observe what Christ has commanded. That is the full gospel.
You sure?
Yes.
You're going to stop right there? Can I interrupt you and you won't say I'm talking over you? That's a complete gospel.
Yes.
Faith in Jesus.
Yes.
Repentance from sin and coming out of the world, I'm going to add, but I don't think you've done that. The Baptists don't do that.
Well, you've only set the parameters of the world according to your
carnality,
own mind,
sports, entertainment, and everything that's not of God, we don't partake in it.
Yeah.
Be born from above.
I don't think your sandals are of God. Must be of
actually,
world.
The Bible doesn't. I could wear bare feet.
The Bible
I could
doesn't
wear
talk
shoes.
About the Packers either, dude, so...
Carnal,
so it's
covetousness.
Same,
see, you're defending the Packers, and you expect me to take you serious as a holy man of God? You're defending wicked NFL?
No, I'm just saying that...
You are defending the wicked NFL.
The parameters of your definition...
No, and you don't
world.
Even have the gospel complete. No. By faith in Jesus shed blood, we have to repent. You haven't fully repented and come out of every false way.
You
must be. You said you were done. I'm going to finish it for you now. And you must be born from above. I agree. Holiness and obedience is the fruit. Jesus said, you know a tree by a fruit. Yours is really bad. And I'm praying you repent of it, the Baptist faith. And then you missed a vital
he doesn't
part.
He know anything about me. And
you're a Baptist.
He
I can tell you're worldly. You're defending the NFL.
Right.
You look worldly.
Yeah. Well, you look worldly to me.
No, well, the Bible says, actually, I'm dressed in a tunic.
Your standard isn't
I'm dressed
biblical.
In a tunic. That's what God put us in. He didn't put us in little shorts.
Your standard of righteousness
he didn't put
no,
us in little
has
shorts.
No authority behind it.
God said,
it's not biblical.
God killed an animal in Genesis 3
only
and covered
according
us.
To your own
going back to the gospel, you missed endurance. Okay. Unless you endure, you have no hope of eternal life. You never even mentioned enduring. You probably don't believe that. Are you believing once saved, always saved?
I believe that God keeps his people.
Really, that's eternal security. That's an absolute heresy. On my website, I got article after article that refutes once saved, always saved. The Bible says, Jesus said, if you don't forgive your brother, you won't be forgiven. Jesus said, if you deny me before men, you'll be denied. That's not eternal security. It's something you must strive in and endure in every day of your life, every way. So you don't even have the gospel right.
A man who is forgiven forgives. A man who has experienced
But you
God,
can fall away
no,
from that.
A man who's
you,
experienced
you're so
God's
prideful
mercy.
To think you can't fall away from your faith?
No, I don't.
You don't think you can?
God keeps me. Yeah. The Lord.
The Bible doesn't say that. Ephesians 1.
No man can
Ephesians
pluck them out
1.
Of my Father's hand.
Right. That's no Jesus. Uh-huh. That's Jesus' ability to keep everyone the Father gave him. But we are in a blood covenant, and it's not he holds you with a death grip. We're in a blood covenant like a marriage, and your wife can leave, you can leave. We're in a blood covenant, an agreement of two parties. This is where the Baptists have it wrong. You have a will. I don't know if there's some Baptists that don't even believe in will. If you're a Calvinist, you don't believe we even have a will. Yet the Bible, I don't understand it how they say this. I don't understand how Calvinists and Baptists say you have no will when the Bible says in the Old and New Testament, choose this day, he's lipping it, choose this day whom you'll serve. And Baptists, most of them, I don't know about him, he can say if they do or not, most of them say you don't have a will. You're like magically drawn.
I've never heard anybody say you don't have a will.
The Calvinists say it all the time.
Calvinists say, but you can't pigeonhole
I just said, I don't know what he said. Many Baptists do say that. Yeah. Many Baptists do say that. But he didn't have the gospel right because you have to endure, because he didn't bring up endurance because he doesn't believe you have to endure. And he's talking on the top of pagan holidays, worldliness. They don't teach women to cover their heads. Christmas and Easter are not pagan holidays started by the Roman Catholics. Where did Christmas come from? Where did the holiday of Christ's Mass come from? Let him explain. Where did Christmas come from?
This man has no peace in his spirit.
What's no peace in his spirit. Where did Christmas come from?
All he has is peace.
I'm zealous. Paul said be zealous.
Right.
Christmas come from?
You're zealous about your own opinion.
Where did Christmas come from? In the Bible.
Yeah. Where did those sandals come from?
You don't hear me preaching about sandals. But God did tell us how to dress. We're to cover our forms. But sandals, I could go bare feet. I could wear gym shoes. I preach on what God preaches on.
Yeah.
He said, don't cover your head. You're doing that. He said, cover your form. He said, don't adorn your body with words. This is the temple of God. If God built a building in your town, would you go and spray paint Chautauqua, Wisconsin on it? This is the temple of the Holy Spirit, if you're born again, which I doubt. Because if you love the things of the world, the love of the Father's not in you. So
if
I really fear for you.
If you actually want freedom in Christ, stop listening to this man.
But please don't approach my wife.
To the gospel of
she doesn't do anything.
Oh,
to
well,
you.
She's videotaping.
So it's a public space. You can talk, but you don't need to approach her. I wouldn't approach your wife.
I wasn't approaching her.
Sure, you walked right up to her, sir. Sir, I got men spitting on my wife. I got men pushing my wife, throwing my wife around. I'm going to step between them, okay? I'm going to defend my wife. And you're a carnal, fleshly man. So the website proves everything I've said in spirit, in truth, by the word. And you both had the same offer. So much about him, I don't know. He'd have to repent to go anywhere. But you can email me and correct anything I teach on my website, anything you see me street preaching. You correct it according to the Word of God, and I will listen, and I will take it to brothers, and I will test to the Word of God and say, what say you? Because you're a liar when you talk about men not having accountability. You judge unrighteously, and Jesus said, you're going to be judged for every idle word. Get ready to repent of that. Because you're going to have to repent of your false judgment. But when I call you a Baptist, and I know the Baptists keep that system we talked about, and we'll look up your church, and I may put a testing up on your church, because we got the name of it, you gave it to us, and we'll put it up on the internet to warn people. It says, mark those who cause division by leaving sound doctrine,
mark
and
those
avoid them.
And you're out in the street. Like,
by leaving
totally
sound doctrine, does it say by leaving sound doctrine?
Not the gospel.
I'm going to read it for you.
Yeah. You've got no peace or forgiveness.
Not causing division by preaching Christ. Actually, I am dividing. Let me correct that. I am dividing. I'm dividing sheep from goats. And you probably belong in the Baptist goat farm, so you're not going to like it. I find it interesting. I do see something in you, because you haven't defended false teaching. But I find it amazing. When you preach against false teachers, you know who hates it? Satan, false teachers, and those who support false teachers. Most everyone else that knows that Baptists and Roman Catholic priests and all them are pretty much money-grubbing charlatans, many of them, not everyone, many of them are money-grubbing, but they are all false. People go, amen. The false teachers and those who defend false teachers hate it. But we're going to read Romans 17, 16, 17. Now I beseech you, brethren. Paul's saying beseech. That means really pay attention. Listen, this is important. Mark them which cause divisions and offenses. Most people stop right there like he's doing, and they say, see, mark this guy because he's causing division. I am causing division.
I know. Yeah.
I am causing
total
division.
Fool. He's a total fool.
Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to sound doctrine, which ye have learned, and avoid them. So anybody that's teaching false doctrine, practicing false doctrine, they're the divisive ones. They've left the truth of Christ, and we are to call that out in love. And it is godly love to tell the truth. It's godly love to rebuke. Jesus said, rebuke your brother. Jesus said, rebuke those in sin. And the problem with the last thing I'm going to say here, and then I'm going to roll on. The problem with the churchianity system is they're going along, getting along, not standing in righteousness, not standing in sound doctrine, and they're afraid to rebuke people. You know why? Because when you rebuke people, you're going to have to be like Noah. When you rebuke people in false church and you come out of the culture and come out of the churchianity system, you got to walk and you got to stand either on your own or with a very select few people that have done that. You got my email. I'd love to hear from you. I love you. Lifting up Jesus Christ, loving our neighbor, calling you to the biblical gospel of salvation. Jesus, what a glorious Savior to lift up and call you to turn and lose your life to follow him with all that you are.